The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over city and harbor on silent haunches and then moves on.
And we are in the height of fog season now. Most of us in the KPLU listening area have seen it more days than not this week. We'll hear why that is in just a moment. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert, Cliff Mass, from the University of Washington. But first, Cliff, what's in the forecast for the week ahead?
Well, we have a weak weather disturbance that's coming through tonight and Saturday morning, and that's going to bring lots of clouds and a few sprinkles, especially the earlier part of the day. Things should improve Saturday afternoon. There may even be a few sun breaks coming out, and temperatures will only be in the mid to upper 50s, so a little bit cool, a little bit cloudy, probably good enough for the football game. But then on Sunday, things really improve. We will have a big ridge, a huge high-pressure area developing over the eastern Pacific, and that's going to cause sunny skies and warmer temperatures. And the amazing thing about it is that it will last all the way through the end of the week. And we're talking about day after day of sun and temperatures getting up into the mid to upper 60s.
So classic fall sunshine, but actually at what's supposed to be a very foggy time of year.
That's right. It turns out that late September and the first part of October are the foggiest periods of the year here in the Northwest. And if you look at any kind of figure that shows you the frequency of fog, let's say at SeaTac, you'll see this spike during this time of the year.
Why is that?
Well, a few things are happening. Most of our fog here is radiation fog, and that's associated with relatively clear skies that allows the Earth to radiate heat to space, and the Earth cools the atmosphere near it to saturation, and that produces fog. Well, we have much, much longer nights now, so there's a long period for the temperatures to cool down and for that fog to form. Another thing is that we're starting to get rain again, so that's moistening up the surface, and that moisture promotes fog. And then there's one other thing. The atmosphere is more stable during the fall, and by that I mean the atmosphere doesn't get mixed up as much because we tend to have warm air above and cooler air near the surface. So for a number of reasons, this is the fog season in the Northwest.
And more often than not, the thicker the fog is in the morning, the better the chances of a sunny afternoon, right? How does that work?
Yeah, that's the real strange thing. When we have super dense fog, where you can barely see across the street or the house down the way, that's often a good sign. To get really, really dense fog, you can't have a lot of clouds overhead. The fog actually has to be relatively thin. So what happens is if it's relatively clear above, then you're able to get intense cooling near the surface. That produces the densest fog. If we had clouds above, or if the fog was too deep, you couldn't get the super cooling that allows you to get that super dense fog. So if you see super dense fog, there's a good chance things will break out later in the day.
But burn-off is actually one of the hardest things to predict, right? So should we take those promises with a grain of salt?
Well, we're getting better at it, but that is a very difficult problem. When exactly will the fog burn off? And that's a million-dollar question for the airlines. The Seattle Forecast Office here spends a lot of time trying to figure out exactly when the clouds and the fog will burn off, because that determines how many planes can land at SeaTac Airport and the frequency of takeoffs. So it's very important.
How foggy are Seattle and Olympia relative to the classic fog cities like London and San Francisco?
Well, it turns out that we are leaders in fog here in the Northwest. If you look at a map that shows the frequency of fog in the United States, the Northwest really stands out as being very foggy. And we can be proud that the foggiest place in the lower 48 states is here at Cape Disappointment.
That's on the Washington side of the Columbia River.
Right. And what I mean by fog, I'm talking about dense fog. Cape Disappointment is well ahead of any place else.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He's giving a talk next week in Bellingham on the future of weather forecasting, and he's eager to meet KPLU listeners. You'll find details on that, and you can subscribe to podcasts of all of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.